Thanks for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Yes, but could you tell me a little something about your company?
We're a third-party establishment, service several online vendors and products. Are you calling regarding charges today?
Regarding charges? Yes.
Okay. So I'm unable to specify without locating information first. Can you provide your first, last name, zip code?
Pamela Moore, 39272.
First, last name?
Pamela Moore.
And you said what was the zip code again?
39272.
Can you verify your mailing address?
May I ask why you need my mailing address?
To verify your account, is it 2138 Megan Drive, Byron, Mississippi, 39272?
Right.
Okay, just
I'm
a
not
moment.
Sure.
So you signed up for a sweepstakes to win a mixer. In the terms and conditions, it explained you would be signing up for our meal plan Bite Sub, provides recipe guides, cut carbs, etc., $59.89 a month.
No, absolutely
so
not.
So you're saying no, you didn't fill out a sweepstakes?
I did not.
Okay. So since these are fraudulent charges, I'll cancel the account and I'll be getting you to fraud shortly. Just a moment.
Thank you.
All right, so the account is canceled, goes in effect immediately. If you have a pen or pencil, I'll provide you with the confirmation. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Confirmation is C as in Charles. 920. 508.
Okay.
582. So that's going to be the full confirmation. Everything is canceled. The fraud department will be assisting with the investigation to see who used the credit or debit card, and they also will be prosecuting anyone who has done this. And they'll discuss any possible refunds also once I get you over. Again, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day. Hold on a moment.
May I please run this number by you again and make sure
I'm
I
listening.
Have it? Yeah, because I'm driving. You said C as in Charles. 920-580-582.
That will be correct.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support. Hold on a moment.
All right. Thank you.